Here's a thought I'll title, There Are No Bad Lenses, There Are No Perfect Lenses. The other day I was working on some images in Lightroom, and I realized that one of them was sharper than I had remembered. It was really terrific, fantastically sharp. And I looked at the EXIF data to see what lens I had used because I thought maybe I should know that information, and was surprised to find out that I had made that image with a notoriously bad lens, a lens that has deserved all the criticism it's received. Matter of fact, I sold that lens years ago because it was so bad, before I knew it was so bad from having read reviews and whatnot. I just experienced it. So I was surprised when I looked at the EXIF data and saw that this really tack-sharp image had been made with that lens. Digging a little deeper, I realized that the image had been shot in the middle of the zoom range and stopped down a little bit, so it wasn't wide open. And at that focal length and at that aperture, this lens performed beautifully. That got me looking even more deeply, and I isolated all of those images that had been made with that lens. And sure enough, all the ones that were made wide open, or all the ones that were made with maximum zoom, the lens was just crap. It deserved its bad reputation. And I had made a lot of images that failed because of the bad qualities of the lens, and a few that succeeded. So who do I blame? Do I blame the lens for making bad pictures? Or do I blame the manufacturer for allowing such questionable designs into the marketplace? Or do I blame myself for not knowing this lens as well as I should have? For the longest time, and I haven't done this recently, I have to confess, but for the longest time in my photographic career, every time I bought a new lens, the first thing I would do was run it through its paces, photograph a test chart at every aperture and at close distance, medium distance, and far distance, so that I knew exactly how the lens performed and when I could expect it to not perform well and to avoid those scenarios if I was hoping for a tack-sharp image. We all know, of course, that different lenses have different characteristics. That's a given. But do you know the characteristics of the lenses you are currently using? I like to think that I do, but obviously in this case, I didn't. And if I had really taken the time to get to know that lens, I would have realized that it was a terrific lens under certain circumstances, and a crappy lens under other circumstances, and use that knowledge to get the best out of that lens that I possibly could. My experience is that with every lens, you need to have a cozy relationship with it. What you paid for it is immaterial. What its reputation is in the marketplace is immaterial. The fact that your buddies all have that lens and it works great for them doesn't mean that yours is as perfect as theirs. There's manufacturing flaws that can creep in. And I know of a number of cases where a photographer has purchased a lens and then backed out of it because even though the lens was supposed to be great, they found a manufacturing flaw that will, of course, unfortunately, affect every single image made with that lens. So, there are no bad lenses. They're just bad ways to use lenses. There are no perfect lenses. There are just ways to maximize what you can get out of a lens. And the responsibility falls directly on our shoulders to know what the characteristics of the lens are so that we're not disappointed and blaming inanimate objects for our failures.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.